begin the current daven sittin skitin daf yud begin on beis begin tes master begins the gemara ilav the kuti chaver haver. So no, my gittin that's going to be kosher because if the kuti was not a tamachachim lahav a machtam leim kamei, he would not let him sign before him. Which Tosfos says, "Tim, it's a wonder." If that's the case, so kulish dogam is kamei pumin dechadisol. Really, if Talmud with the kuti himself, we don't know what he's saying. It's only based on the fact that the Yisrael signed after him. We know that he knew that the one before him is going to be kosher. So it comes out that really it's all based on the testimony of the one Yisrael, the Chasam Yosef, that he signs at the end. But you can't validate a document based on one witness. Yisham, this is what he says. No, there's no concern because given the kuti kosher that arises, since really biblically the kuti is valid because the Geri Emesim, the really true converts, as the Gemara says above, Kavanah Flamel Ches. It's just of this concern that we're saying. So that's a rabbinic. And we're saying that, okay, now we know through the Yisrael that there is no such concern. But really, it's happening through both the Kuti and the Yisrael. Next text, not the beginning of the Gemara, Rav Amalon Trei Bechuli says that, truth is that there's two Kutim, and that's okay. Now, how's that possible? So Tosfos explains that the day, according to Rava, in his understanding of Gamaliel, it's the Achzik Baha, that, yeah, that they're muxik in the laws of Gittin, but they're not muxik in the laws of Shtaris, and therefore that's why there it doesn't work, and here it's going to work, even too, because they're like regularly in regarding the halachas of Gittin, which is going like that shita that differentiates. The next is not the words of the Gemara, chaspa ba'amahu, that it's like an earthenware shard, that if you have a mashtar matana, that the kinyan happens with the document. It's not just a raya. So if they're edim and akasher, so how is it going to be? How is the shtar going to be valid in the secular courts? So basically, what Rashi explains that a matzlo shnuyi, really the Gemara could have answered regarding this question that it's not a chas b'alma because even though the edim are possible, but edim mesicha Reb Lazer, it's going like Reb Lazer holds that valid with the Jewish witnesses who see it being handed over. But says Rashi that no, the shenu dechikehi because it's a very what's called dechi teretz. It's a contrived answer. It's difficult because all the el parchina like the Gemara had asked on that and says, wait a second, when the Sefer B'Shemin b'shitas Reb Elazar, the fact that Reb Elazar Mishnah Reb Shimon, he's going like Reb Elazar, so machlal the Reisha lav Reb Elazar. Obviously, the Reisha the Tanakhama is not Reb Elazar. She says with caution, this is difficult because the other, but to the contrary, teretz the be'ed mesira. The Reb Elazar, the answer that the Gemara explains that the Tana Kama is also with Ed Messiah and according to Reb Elazar is actually Nishal Afiya Maskana. It actually remains according to the Maskana. Because Hashem, the Gemara answers, oh, Kiktani, when did we learn these three things that they're similar, Milsad Lesbe Kedushin? Now, the Ibalo Ed Messiah Reb Meir, now if you're going to say, not like this answer, that's without Ed Messiah and like Reb Meir, now, fill the kedushin, possibly not Christ midrash, and even kedushin, it's invalid by the courts midrash because the chasimas are non-Jews. So obviously, it is like Reb Elazar. So what's this Rashi saying that the Gemara didn't answer that you can say like Reb Elazar? Because it's a deichik. What do you mean not deichik? That's how the Gemara comes out. So if I read the Rishi says that actually the chiheichet the baslin beget, just like we invalid by get af beid mesira, even when there's witnesses who see being given over b'shemas mavhakim. And even if the non-Jewish witnesses have distinctly non-Jewish names, because they might come to rely on them below Eid Mesira, so without Jewish witnesses would being handed over. So here also, we invalidate by the document of a gift, and therefore that would not be an answer, meaning it would be Chaspa Ba'alma. And the Chacham Laminam, and the sages did not institute, oh, that we do believe them, Ela B'Shtar Milva, Umecha, only for documents of a sale or a loan, chain l'raya, which they're just as a proof. But vein nasal pi adusin shum kinyan, not doing based on the testimony any acquisition of a shtar matanam, but a document of a gift in kosher likeness by madrei. So no, it would not be valid to do an acquisition with it biblically. Elam ken yesh edim gesherim shas masir, only of kosher witnesses at the time that's being given over. And vafilim noima, and even being to say shtar matanam shachas be Yisrael, that you have a document of a gift that you have Jews signing it. Kasher likness by it's valid to do an acquisition below Eid Mesira without Eid Mesira. That's because through the witnesses that are signed, you know it's Kasher Minatayra, that is Shebahash Tamiyala Nisan Yadamakabal, that the document was given from the giver to the receiver. And the chen kasha by das nisin shuku kaf eden. It's also valid with the admission of the one who gave it, which is like 100 witnesses. But regarding this case, they were discussing a document that was signed by non-Jews. That you don't have any witnesses that was given over. And you don't have witnesses who are signed that are that are valid to testify. And you don't have the admission of the litigant himself. So therefore it's not considered significant to do a kinyan through that. And therefore, like the Gemara saying, it's only going to be like an earthenware shard. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. Why the Gemara is asking that it's chaspa bi'ama. Aba Elam don't say the lachi chaspa bi'chaspa bi'ama. The reason is because they're earthen shard, mishum de masnitin kaila shtar matana, because the Mishnah includes the shtar matana, mahadishar shtar, stikshem, and all the other shtars that are kosher. I feel like sevas machasamas and abikacham, even is written and signed by a non Jew, the hashtar lemahani edmasir midi, so that no, edmasir would not be effective at all. And not like Tesis that's saying that, oh, we're talking about where there's no edmasirah, that because we're concerned. That you might come to rely on, meaning even with Eid Mesirah, we're concerned you might rely on them when there's no Eid Mesirah. That's why passing Mashtar Matana. Don't say the reason why is because, no, the Hashlam Mahani Eid Mesirah, Midi Eid Mesirah are not going to be effective. The Bereis is Salah, because shortly the Gemara brings the Bereis that Koil Yachid, Kol Ashtar, Stik Shem Rakoyis, that validates the documents that are valid in the courts, Rafael Gitei Noshim, and even Gitei Noshim, Rafael Achille Mashrim Gitin, and even so by Gitin it's not valid, Eil Bechsibas Yisrael, only when the Jew writes Ube Eid Mesirah. And Eid Mesirah, B'shar Shtar is Kasha B'chalein, regarding all the documents is Kasha in all situations. That's the reason. So therefore, don't say that the reason why it's going to be like a Chas Ba'alma is because included in the cases of the Mishnah, that the other documents, that when it's being written and signed by the Eved Kechavim, to say Eid Mesirah are not going to be effective, because not true, as we find by Allah of Gitei Noshim, which also included all the other ones, and when we say it's Kasha, that is with Eid Mesirah. So don't say that, and with Ksivas Yisrael. So don't say because the Ksiva was by Avdi Gechavim. Rather, it's like I said before, it's a concern that even if there is Eid Mesirah, you might come to a line, and when there is no Eid Mesirah, which is the Gzeri make by Gitei Noshim, that's the same thing by the Shtar Matan. It makes sense, Master Begin the Gemara, Bola B'nei Krisin Inu. But they're not individuals that can, how could you say it's kosher? But they're not those who do creases. They're not people that can say edus. So I could have asked either one of those points, not just for creases, but in general for edus.